Joining me in the studio is Carol Jolly, who's a marketing and PR manager at Visit Essex. You can find out more at visitessex.com. Carol is here to talk about the Essex Big Weekend between Saturday the 1st to Sunday the 2nd of April. So very good morning.
Morning.
So you're here to talk about Visit Essex.
Yeah.
Before we talk about that and the big weekend, how did you get involved?
Well, I've worked in the tourism industry nearly 20 years now, but getting involved with Visit Essex, I was actually working previously for Essex Tourism Association. In 2010, we actually joined the Essex County Council tourism team. We amalgamated with them, so we became Visit Essex. At Visit Essex, I then did the membership role for, probably about 5 years. So I've only been in this particular role within the team for just over a year. But I've always done marketing and PR in all my kind of career through tourism. And I've worked at Charter Hall in Colchester, coordinating events there. So, yeah, that's how I became involved in Visit Essex.
Because we can think, because we're actually based in Essex and we live in Essex, if you're listening to this, you'll be in and around the county, most of you. There is so much to do, and we are so lucky in Essex with the sort of places that we can go, the eateries, the castles we've got.
Yeah.
And sometimes you forget, you think, well, I'm going to go out for a day out, and you might think, I'll go into London, which is very, very expensive, and you get a huge crowd. But loads of people, I mean, I've been to some amazing places in Essex. So tell us about the big weekend and how that's all come about.
You're right, when you're saying you live in Essex, you tend to go out of Essex. So the big weekend is all about getting the residents to use and go out and visit the things that they've got on their doorstep. Big Weekend has actually been running in Kent for 10 years, so we are following their model. Hertfordshire did it for the first time last year, so we're working with them. They're kind of doing a bit of hand-holding as it's our first one as well, but they had great results from it. The business has got lots of return and repeat business from it, which is what we wanted for our businesses as well. At the moment, we're really, really pleased with the response that we've had from it, from our businesses and obviously from the Essex residents as well.
What sort of things are actually going to be going on? Because I know you can go to the website, which is visitessex.com, and there's lots of attractions that are going to be free as well, or you go into
A ballot
and get picked out. So tell us about that as well.
Okay, well, the ballot's been open since the 10th of February. It's actually closing on Friday, this Friday, the 17th of March. Basically, if you're an Essex resident, you can go onto the essexbigweekend.co.uk website. You register, you'll get a username and a password, and then you can actually click in to all the businesses that are on there that you like and the things that they're offering. So at the moment there's 49 businesses on there. So the type of things that are there are tours, family days out, adrenaline-fueled activities. So the Mayflower tours that they're doing down in Harwich because of the American connections down there. You can go to Barleylands Farm and Craft Village. Colchester Zoo have put some family day tickets in there. You've got Colchester Castle, Rye Karting, Braintree District Museum. There's so many different things. So the Essex resident can click onto all of those things if they want to. They can apply for every single ticket that's available. Otherwise, just they can apply for the ones that they really like. And then what will happen after the 17th of March is that the website will just generate the winners. So it will automatically feed out an email to the residents, and if they've won those tickets, then they will just take on the 1st and 2nd of April, depending on which day they've won, they will take the email along with them, or they can download it on their phone so that they can show the business that they have won free day out. There's also a selfie competition that's happening on the 1st and 2nd of April, so we want all the people that have won tickets to be out and about and taking photos of themselves. Of course, they can get somebody else to take a photo of them if they want to, but we will be able to choose the best one that we receive, and they will get a Wilkins & Sons hamper that's filled with fabulous goodies from their new Little Scarlet gin down to their fabulous salted caramel spread.
Well, that sounds good. Bring anything in.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah,
lovely.
It's very tempting.
Yes.
There's kind of a great buzz around it at the moment, and obviously we're trying to get everybody involved, as many people as we can. So this is an opportunity for everybody who's listening today to log on to the website and start bidding for those tickets.
Some places have got 40, 50, 60 tickets, 20 tickets. There's so many. Barleylands Farm, 250 tickets. So go onto the website and, if you've got the children or whether you're adults, whatever you want to do, there will be something on there. There's 49 attractions to choose. choose from. And it's also one of those things as well, once you go somewhere, I normally find if you find somewhere in Essex or local that you go to once, whether it is somewhere like Barlowdowns, you do actually go back because you enjoyed it the first time.
Yeah, that's exactly the aim of the big weekend as well, is that, like I said previously, we want the residents of Essex to start using the attractions on their doorstep, and this is a great way of trying to get them involved. And once they have been, then obviously we want them to tell their friends and family, we want them to come back again. You know, one of our biggest kind of audiences that we're trying to target is the visiting friends and relatives who come to stay in Essex for, you know, an overnight stay or whatever. We want the Essex residents to take them out to the attractions on their doorstep. You know, they are our advocates. We want them to feel a sense of pride within the county. Yeah. And that's what the big weekend is about.
And what is your favourite thing to do over a weekend in Essex?
Well, I like to visit lots of different places in Essex, and I absolutely love Heybridge Basin. And I like to go down there, have a leisurely walk along the Blackwater Estuary, and then I like to go and have my scone in the Lock Tea Room, which is run by Wilkins, or I like to go down to Leon Sea. I love Old Lee. I love just strolling down that area, and then obviously going and getting some lovely seafood from one of the little cockle shares, or going into one of the restaurants down there and have some seafood on the front there. That's kind of my places that I gravitate to when I've got some spare time at the weekend.
So don't forget how fantastic Essex is. You live here because it's fantastic, so go and do a few days out here and support local businesses
exactly.
here.